day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is going to be a live event from Pawhuska, Oklahoma at the Pioneer Women Mercantile Exchange Event Center. The 2019 edition of the Tallgrass Auction happening Thursday, June 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time in Pawhuska. Get more details by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tallgrass Auction, Thursday, June 20th, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. See you there.
Well, initial market pressure seen early today was quickly offset by active buying as traders posted triple-digit gains in live cattle and lean hog futures while buyers moved into the complex. The inability to expand last week's losses in lean hog trade could help to bring some longer-term stability to the entire complex. Meanwhile, today corn futures were higher in moderate trade, July corn futures about 2 cents higher, stock markets were higher in light trade, the Dow Jones 52 points higher, NASDAQ up 59 points. Over in live cattle, strong triple-digit gains have quickly and aggressively moved into the live cattle trade. This broke away from the light to moderate pressure seen late last week and confirmed the sideways trading range seen during most of June. The potential to bring additional commercial support to the table the next couple of days may spark some longer-term buyer support, although the amount of cattle on feed and expected stable demand may limit upward market potential during summer months. Cash cattle markets quiet today with show list distribution and inventory taking looking to be done for the week, given the fact that active trade never developed last week. Show lists, though, are expected higher in most areas, while short-bought packers may need to buy cattle sooner than later this week. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, 37 cents lower in select and up 42 cents per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 49 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, mixed trade was seen today following some strong initial pressure. The surge higher in live cattle futures and pullback in corn prices has allowed for increased buyer support to slowly trickle into nearby contracts. Grains were higher meanwhile today, while corn trade was 1 to 4 cents higher and soybean trade 12 to 15 cents higher, with meal $1 to $2 higher. Oil was up 40 to 50 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 2 to 5 cents higher, with trade following row crops higher as hard red winter wheat harvest expands across the plains.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.